This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Give me the hogs, Chuck! Give me the hogs!
You know, as I've sat here preparing to record the podcast for today, I kind of struggle with where to begin. I want to talk about basketball today, and the women's golf team's got something really special going on out in Las Vegas this week. And there's this story that I think may end up being the most interesting of the day about this 28-year-old who's committed to play football for the Razorbacks. So that's what I got on the plate today as we begin this midweek edition of the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. I'm going to begin with basketball because there are some new developments there. Word began to break yesterday that DJ Wagner, former Kentucky standout, would be visiting Arkansas this weekend. And obviously that piqued my interest, as I know it does yours, because John Calipari has not yet filled out the basketball roster, but everything that's happened so far has been certainly worthy of excitement. Little bit of background on DJ Wagner. If you're old enough to remember, like me, you recall when his grandfather, Milt Wagner, played for Louisville. He and Kenny Payne were teammates at Louisville. This goes way back. This connection goes way back. In fact, Payne hired Milt Wagner to be on his staff when he first took the Louisville job, the head coaching job, a few years back. But Milt Wagner, who played against the Razorbacks in the NCAA tournament, Milt Wagner's his granddad. His father's DeJuan Wagner Sr. Now, DeJuan Wagner Sr. played for Cal at Memphis. Cal, and this is kind of, you know, this was really an indicator early on of when he says players first, this is what he's talking about. DeJuan Wagner Sr., after 1 year, Cal revoked a scholarship because he said, you've got to go pro. You've got to go pro and take this money. And so he said he wouldn't be on scholarship if he came back. He basically forced him to go into the NBA. And DeJuan Wagner goes into the NBA, has a couple of good contracts. He had health issues, colitis. I think it required surgery. I mean, it was a serious deal. It went way beyond basketball. He ended up playing in Europe, and that ended his basketball career. Now, DJ, his son, Milt's grandson, they're all out of this East Camden, New Jersey area. At one point, he was ranked the number one high school player in America. This was going into his senior year. Now, he was good as a senior, but maybe not number one player in America good. But he signs with Kentucky, so evidently he's okay. He goes to Kentucky, and he gets hurt. And I'm going to let Aaron Torres pick up the narrative from here. He hosts the Aaron Torres podcast. He's one of these national recruiting guys. He's on Phil's show some. I'm going to let him pick it up from here.
This is a talented player, was the odd man out to his credit, as I keep saying. One, when he was healthy, he was really good. But two, when he came back and it was super clear and super obvious that he was not the best back player in the backcourt, I thought he took it all in stride, was a good teammate. I talked to some people around Kentucky around that time. They said he's He's being a perfect teammate. Like, one thing I'll say about the Kentucky team from this past year, all those guys, everybody fell in line, and it was about the good of the team rather than themselves. So I bring it all up because when Cal leaves, DJ Wagner enters the transfer portal. The NBA draft deadline passes last week. His name isn't on the early entry list, so we know he's coming back to college, and I think we got an answer as to where he's going to go next. As on Tuesday afternoon, John Rothstein, CBS Sports, does put out a tweet that DJ Wagner will visit Arkansas this weekend. I've said from the beginning, I always believed this was going to be his landing spot, and while it's not official yet, I think it will be very short.
Now, you never know what's going to happen, but it certainly sounds as though he's going to be the latest to commit and ultimately sign with the Razorbacks. Adu Thero announced earlier this week that he was coming to Arkansas, and DJ Wagner may be the next one. Great player. We'll see what happens, but he is scheduled to be in Fayetteville later this week for his official visit. Hey, before we talk about the women's golf team, I want to talk to you about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, my partners in buying and selling my first home, and then selling my first home and buying another home, moving into that one. When you find someone that understands your situation when it comes to what you want in terms of buying a home, what you need in terms of selling a home, when you build that kind of relationship, you stay with them. And that's certainly been my experience with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. I knew from day one I was dealing with a trained real estate agent, not someone who just did it on the side, someone who understood the market. First time I bought a home, it was over 20 years ago. The market was a lot different then. It's different now. You need someone who's understood it every step of the way. And that's what you always get with an agent at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas, Washington, and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. Here is talking about their office in Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes, beautiful homes, lots of price ranges. You can check them out at WeickerGriffin.com.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Hey, I want to talk about the women's golf team again. I know I talked about them on Monday. They're having a great week out in Las Vegas. The other sports get the lion's share of attention, and I understand all that. But our golf teams are really good. Our women's golf team, our men's golf team. Year in, year out, Brad McMakin, Sean Estes Taylor, they do as good a job as any coaches we have on campus. The women are playing in the NCAA regionals out in Las Vegas, and they are tearing it up. As a team, they've shot 8 under par in the first 2 days of the tournament. The way it works, you got 12 teams, the top 5 advance. Arkansas, barring just an unworldly collapse, is going to be in the top 5. They lead the tournament by 4 shots over Purdue heading into the final round today. Now, we've got a little bit of a time difference here and there, so obviously they're not really into the meat of the matter yet, but they will be soon. Yesterday, Kelly Todd shot a 66. Kajal Mistry, the day before, shot a 66. Now, if you follow it, you know that a year ago they missed out on the Nationals by 1 stroke. Top 5 this week, advanced to the NCAA Championships next week in Carlsbad, California. Arkansas was in a similar spot a year ago, not at the top of the leaderboard, but right there at the cut line, and then they missed it by 1 shot. Sean Estes Taylor says that's their fuel today.
I think that's, you know, especially for Kajal and Miriam and Reagan, they were there and part of it, and it stung. And I think they know that that's got to be our fuel and our motivation as we head to Las Vegas. Our goal is to go win a regional, not to finish, you know, in the top 5. And I think that's sometimes you can be a little bit of a downside, as you just think you got to finish in the top 5. Well, if you make that your goal, then if you fall short, you're going to be out. So if you win and fall short, you're going to be right where you need to be.
Again, final round today. NCAA Championship start a week from Friday in Carlsbad, California. And finally, what I think may be the most interesting story of the day. Razorback football fans have a new favorite. His name is Monte Harrison. Remember the name. He's a wide receiver. Now, here's what makes him different. He's 28 years old. He's a 10-year veteran of professional baseball. And he has committed to the Razorback football team and will be a preferred walk-on when practices start in August. Little bit of background on this guy. Again, he is 28 years old. 10 years ago, he was a four-star wide receiver out of Lee's Summit, Missouri, Kansas City area. He signed to play football and baseball with Nebraska in 2014 as a wide receiver. Well, the Milwaukee Brewers ended up drafting him in the second round. He was the 50th overall pick. That's real money. So he signs and plays professional baseball for 10 years, most of it in the minors. Had a couple of stints in the big leagues with the Marlins and the Angels. Now, those of you who follow sports, those of you who follow college sports, know that when these kids sign baseball contracts out of high school, generally one of the provisions in the contract is that when I decide to go to college, if I decide to go to college, you're going to pay my tuition. It's pretty much standard with your high draft picks. That was his deal with the Brewers years and years ago. So I don't know if it's the Brewers that are actually on the hook for it, but somebody's on the hook for it because they're going to be paying his tuition. It's not quite like a football scholarship, and I don't know what the NIL situation is going to be. But this is a really interesting deal. Colby Smith, Arkansas's new wide receivers coach, apparently is friends with Monte Harrison's trainer in Kansas City. And that's how all this started. Now, Richard Davenport wrote a story about it. It appeared in the Democrat Gazette today. You can read it at wholehogsports.com. And he kind of outlines all this. Now, one of the interesting side notes is the connection of former Razorback Limbo Parks. Limbo Parks played back in the late 80s. He was one of Quinn Grovey's offensive linemen. He's a dandy. He's been a high school football coach in the Kansas City area for a long time, couple of decades at least. He knows about the kid pretty well. This is what he told Richard.
Yeah, I've been talking to Limbo Parks, who coached former Hog offensive lineman in the late 80s, who has coached at Lee Summit West for almost 20 years and obviously very knowledgeable about him. And he was keeping me informed that, you know, that he had visited for the Red-White game. And I really didn't know much about him, to be honest with you, and hearing Limbo and then talk about him. And then he sent me a couple of videos of Monte robbing guys of home runs. And when you see those videos, you realize not an average athlete could make those type plays. It showed an elite type athlete. Limbo just couldn't talk enough about him, said that he legitimately could have been a college basketball player, been obviously a football player, baseball player, and if he wanted to, could have got a scholarship in track and field, in the long jump and triple jump. So he's, you know, Limbo's 59 years old. He's from the Kansas City area, and he says he's as physically gifted as any athlete he's ever seen coming out of Kansas City. Obviously, he's 28, but last year he played his last year of baseball. Still in very good shape. Will he be rusty football-wise? Sure, but he'll be reporting to Arkansas for summer workouts pretty soon, and he'll be able to get in football shape, I guess you could say. But I think from a physically gifted standpoint, this may be the most physically gifted preferred walk-on they've ever had. You know, obviously baseball is going to be paying his education. And in talking to him, you know, I'm used to talking to mostly high school athletes. I was talking to a man. I mean, this guy was, his maturity level obviously is a different level. So had a lot of life experiences, has played in the major leagues. So if worst comes to worst, he doesn't play, he will be an excellent, excellent addition to the locker room as far as his maturity, and he'll be able to be a good mentor to a lot of guys. So I think it's a win-win. Arkansas, I know people in the football program are very excited about him. I'm excited about him. And another thing, Limbo sent me a picture, and the only reason I didn't tweet it out is because I think it's probably copyrighted, and I don't want to cause a problem there. But evidently there's a picture of him dunking in high school, and his head's way above the rim, and the kids in the background, all of them are, their mouths are open. So he's a special athlete, so it will be interesting to see what happens going forward.
But I'll tell you one thing that I think will be a real dividend here, and that's in the locker room. And I'm not talking about what he says or the way, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about a 28-year-old. You heard Richard describe Limbo's description of his athleticism. This guy's built like a brick house. Just having somebody around for an 18 or a 19-year-old to look up to, because this is a guy that's taken care of himself. This is a guy who at 28 remains a world-class athlete. I don't know what the, you know, you hear him talk basketball, baseball, football, track. I mean, he's an athlete. Sometimes with great athletes, you got to find the best spot for him. I don't know what that is. I have no idea. But I know that I'm going to be rooting for him. 28 is terribly young in terms of real life. But in terms of college football, it's ancient. It's unheard of. There are players that do this from time to time, but not always at your skill positions. Chris Winkie did it years ago with Florida State before it was fashionable. You know, when he was 26 back then, I mean, he was a whole lot older than everybody else. I mean, Stetson Bennett won the national title at Georgia, and he was 25. It's not as uncommon now as it once was, but 28, it's a little bit over that traditional line that even NIL and the portal and COVID and all that have extended. But I'm going to be rooting for him, and he's the first one I'm going to look for when I go out to practice in August. Hey, I know everybody's getting ready for the week, and maybe the weekend might be the better way to put it. You got all kinds of games going on, and that brings me to the Bet Saracen app. NBA playoffs in full swing. You got former Razorbacks, and that's what makes it fun. You got a Razorback baseball series coming up this weekend. Opportunities to place wagers on the Hogs. That's what makes it Vegas, Arkansas style. And that's why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. You've just got opportunities that kind of bring it close to home. Really do bring it close to home. And that's what makes the Bet Saracen app fun. Now, you got all sorts of wagering opportunities all over the country. And I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps. But I also know there are laws in Arkansas that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. So if you're going to be the best prepared, and if you're going to have the most fun, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. If you've not done it, do it today. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. All right, that's enough for today. Baseball coming up on Friday. Softball's got a big weekend, and we'll keep an eye on all of it. Till Friday, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.